Page 18. Just a regular Joe. Joseph Gordon-Levitt makes fame look easy. Though only 32 years of age, Joseph Gordon-Levitt has over a quarter century of experience in the entertainment industry. Recent blockbusters have made him famous worldwide, but he's been acting for ages. While the road of fame has been rough on many young stars, Gordon-Levitt seems to be traveling it with ease. However, he has no regard for celebrity. "I really don't like this notion that some people are more important than other people," he says. So, how is it that the rising star seems to be on the road to success without breaking a sweat? Maybe it's in the family. Gordon-Levitt's late grandfather, Michael Gordon, was a director of plays and films, a few of which won Academy Awards. Gordon's career survived the blacklisting of the 1950s, revealing a resilience that may have inspired Gordon-Levitt's survival of the change from child to adult actor. At six, he began his profession with commercials for peanut butter and, later, cereals. In 1992, he burst into the movies with Beethoven and A River Runs Through It before landing the TV sitcom Third Rock from the Sun in 1996. His role as a series regular made him famous and won him several awards. Maybe it's vision. Disdaining his fame, Gordon-Levitt moved from his home in Los Angeles to Columbia University in New York City during Third Rock's final season. "It was the smartest thing I ever did. I got to reinvent myself." Curiously, Michael Gordon started in Hollywood making film noir, moved to New York during his troubles in the 50s, and returned to direct comedies. After quitting school, Gordon-Levitt did not return to comedy, but moved to dark and mysterious independent films. Both men learned from their experiences, wanted something new, and took up the reins of their lives to find it. Maybe it's creativity. During this time, Gordon-Levitt also founded Hit Record, an online open collaborative production company, where he goes by Regular Joe. Users can upload their records, the company's term for video, audio, image, or text, and other members can remix them as they wish. "The most valiant thing you can do as an artist is inspire someone else to be creative," Gordon-Levitt once remarked. Their work has been viewed at Sundance, sold as books and albums, and performed live. The company splits earnings with collaborators 50-50. With these results, he feels the internet is giving us a cultural golden age. Or maybe it's passion. Though still involved in Hit Record and indie cinema, Gordon-Levitt has also found his way into mainstream Hollywood. Keeping one foot in the independent realm, his performances in smaller films like 500 Days of Summer have earned him award nominations. Otherwise, he jumps wholeheartedly into big studio productions like last year's The Dark Knight Rises and Lincoln. But why all the activity? "I love acting. I love making movies, and that's why I do it. This is a job which I try to get involved with as much as I can." And seeing that he has written, directed, and starred in his current project, no one can accuse him of limited involvement. Gordon-Levitt often explains his success this way: "I'm really lucky, I'm really grateful, and I love it." True as that may be, can a man with his talents, drive, and experience credit his career to luck? He's thankful for a pioneering grandfather, a supportive family, and trusting directors that have given him chances. But he also states, "Success is not important to me, nor our power or money." Maybe it's that very perspective that has given him the lucky life he has led. Word bank. Celebrity. Some artists seem to enjoy their celebrity more than their art. Notion. I'm getting the notion that we're in danger. Resilience. The resilience of our pet cat allows her to survive in the wild. Series. The series theme song won several awards. Disdain. Mary disdained answering Mark's rude question. Rain. Who's the best person to take the reins of this project? Collaborative. They have talent, but they don't have a collaborative spirit. Valiant. The valiant CEO gave his employees many new opportunities. Mainstream. This event was not reported by the mainstream media. Nomination. Meryl Streep holds the record for the most Oscar nominations for acting. Wholeheartedly. I'll wholeheartedly believe anything you say. Supportive. My wife has always been supportive of my career goals. More information. Blockbuster. Blacklist. Sitcom. Film noir. 50-50. Indie. Talk about it. Have you seen Joseph Gordon-Levitt in any movies? Which ones? Would you consider submitting work on Hit Record? Why or why not? What kind of attitude do you think best leads to success?